This is episode 2068 of the Daily Guided Meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are as you get ready to give yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new series where you will explore your heart-brain connection. This week, you will discover meditation techniques and insight to help you navigate your way through some of the disruption that you may see going on around you, especially as you find a new normal in the days of this coronavirus pandemic we're experiencing. Your heart-brain connection has been studied extensively recently, and I want to share with you a little insight. There is research that shows that the heart communicates to the brain in four major ways. This is from heartmath.org, and this is a company dedicated to the heart-brain connection. So the HeartMath Institute shared the research results where the heart communicates with the brain neurologically through the transmission of nerve impulses, biochemically through hormones and neurotransmitters, and also biophysically through pressure waves, and energetically through electromagnetic field interactions. We'll be exploring this throughout this series, and the reason why this is important is because you may realize that heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in many westernized countries, especially in the United States where I live. Yet there's so much we can do to calm the heart and calm the mind using meditation techniques. And with a lot of uncertainty happening around you, we really don't know what's going to happen next, it seems these days. And that can be hard on your heart, and it can also be stressful for your brain because it's hard to reach any kind of clarity when there's so much uncertainty going on for so long. We don't really know when the coronavirus will end, and we're still muddling our way through how to live a fairly normal life in the midst of a pandemic. So there are things you can do to help support your heart-brain connection during these times. The heart is in constant two-way dialogue with the brain, and our emotions change the signals the brain sends to the heart, and the heart responds in complex ways. So your emotions have a lot to do with how your heart responds to your brain, and your brain has a lot to do with how it processes emotions that you experience. So when you are able to calm your heart and calm your mind, you can find a greater sense of peace, energy, and clarity. Throughout this series this week, we always explore a theme for 7 days, 1 week. You have a challenge, and I encourage you to do your challenge each day. So it's a daily challenge. For the theme of our heart-brain connection series to help you manage stress of the day, I challenge you to, at the start of your day, consider what you're most stressed about. Just bring to mind what kind of stress you might be anticipating that day. Maybe it's an ongoing stress. You likely have a lot of different stresses, and you stress at different levels depending on what you're stressed about. But think about the bigger stressors in your life, what those are. So at the start of your day, and then as you go through the day, take note on how you're managing that stress. Are you getting angry? Do you feel frustrated or stuck? Do you feel depressed? Do you feel that this is a challenge that you're actually excited to overcome, or a change that has been long overdue? Just notice how you are responding to stress. You might wake up in the morning and you might anticipate something that you're going to be stressed about. And you might be pleasantly surprised that it actually wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. So I encourage you to keep a stress journal just for this week. This will give you valuable insight as to the stress in your life and how you manage it. This is important because a lot of times you can be so busy and preoccupied that you don't really take the time to notice that there are some things that might even seem like minor stressors, but actually they are so pervasive that they stress you quite a bit and impact your quality of life. So think about how you're managing these stressors and what these stressors are. That is your project. So at the end of the day, you could take note of how you manage stress for the day and what your stressors actually were. There might be other things that you hadn't really realized. Maybe you were in denial, or you just didn't want to face something currently. We never really know, especially when there are crises going on around us. It can be easy to lose track of ourselves during these times. So keep your mind focused on your own agenda this week, your life, how you're living it, what's causing you stress, and how you're handling that stress. And for today, your meditation technique is, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, simply to become aware of what is causing you the most stress. Certainly the coronavirus, and maybe the economic situation, your job security, these things are foremost on many people's minds. Notice how you're responding and living your life during these times. How are you managing your stress? So simply become aware of the stress in your life as you meditate today. And then become aware of your breath, the rhythm and flow of your breath. That's all you have to do today. Allow yourself, after you do some reflection and awareness on what's causing you the most stress, notice where you hold this stress in your body as you meditate. And again, focus on your breath, and then allow yourself, as always, to let go of the techniques and to sit in silence. If you like the full half-hour in-depth guided meditations to go a little more deeply with this week's theme, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free access to the full app of over 2,000 meditations. So you will find there a brain-heart journal and guide. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.